Good morning. Have you come expecting to hear from him today? Amen. Whether it's through the worship, whether through God's word, or just talking to someone and receiving a word of encouragement, I found if you come to church expecting something, God doesn't disappoint, does he? There's always something. Our pastor calls it coming for a nugget. Did you get your nugget this morning? He'll say to me. I've already got my nugget this morning. I hope you will too. What a privilege to have an opportunity to share with you. I first want to say thank you to this church. You have been supportive of First Step Options Ministry for many years, whether it be through holding baby showers for us or baby bottle fundraisers or praying for us, sharing your stories with us. We have felt your support as a ministry. So thank you. It is appreciated. I always like to ask, when I get started here, how many have never heard of First Step Options Pregnancy Resource Center before today? How many have never heard? Just a show of hands. There's a few. Okay, good to know. How many think they know what a pregnancy resource center does? And don't worry, I'm not going to ask you, but you think you know. Okay, so there's a few. Good, all right. How many are wondering why they came this morning? Because they're no longer worried about pregnancies or babies. Okay, I feel ya. So as soon as you heard pregnancy center and you started to turn me off, I know, I've done that with speakers too. Can you turn me back on? I want to encourage you to do that because I know that truly God, I believe that he has something to say to all of us today. Amen? There's something here for all of us, so expect it. Open your heart to it, and I know that he won't disappoint us. Lord, we are in awe of you today. We're honored to be chosen to be your sons and your daughters. We ask you to speak to us. Speak over us today, Lord. In your mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. So I'd like to hopefully take just a few minutes to tell you a little bit about First Step Options, the services that we provide, maybe clear up any misconceptions about what we do, and really share the heart behind who we are and the why and the how of what we do. And by the way, I want to say thank you too to our techie team up there. Thank you, Ella. She's going to try to go through my PowerPoints if she can. I appreciate that. I am so not techie. I was saying my kids are constantly trying to show me things, and then I'll go back to them and say, can you show me how to do that? And they're like, Mom, we showed you that like a month ago. And I said, I know, but that was a whole month ago. I just didn't get it. Okay. So, First Step Options is a registered Christian charity. So we're not just a social service. We are a ministry. We are a charitable organization currently. I say that because, if you're aware at all, what our current government is proposing to change, they have a mandate that they're working on to remove charitable status from pregnancy centers. That's a whole discussion for another day, but certainly an area that you can be praying for us on. So we are currently a charitable organization, and we desire to serve and support anyone experiencing a pregnancy-related circumstance. So we've been providing our services free of charge. It'll be 16 years on the 24th of this month. So we've been in this area for 16 years. That's so hard to believe. Yes, thank you. That's God's faithfulness. Our vision is that every individual challenged by an unintended pregnancy, a pregnancy loss, or has a parental need, has access to compassionate support, accurate information, and material assistance. We have a great team at First Step Options. God has been so good in surrounding us with great people. We have an excellent staff, board of directors, and volunteers. We have 3 paid staff right now, of course, myself and Bev Wilson. She's our receptionist administrator, and Mary Guyberson, who's with me this morning, she's in our client services. And volunteers in 2021 gave a little over 1,000 hours in service to the center. So our volunteers are very, very important. They look after things like supporting our clients or working in the clothing room. They might help out with admin duties, fundraisers, even janitorial duties, and board members. And right now, we are looking to add to our board members. So if God may lay that on your heart today, speak to you and say, hey, that's an area that you can help out with, certainly speak to us after. We would love to hear from you. So where do we receive our funding? We are 100% community funded through individual churches like this church or other organizations, through grants, and of course through fundraisers. We are affiliated with Pregnancy Care Canada, which is a national organization. There's about 83 centers now across Canada, and their role is to equip, connect, and empower pregnancy centers to serve their communities more effectively with gold standards of care. So they provide us things like a national conference, constant online training, advice concerning national matters. Of course, they've been very actively concerning what's happening with the government right now, actively advocating for us. And they provide, as directors, a director support. We connect with other directors across Canada, which is wonderful as well. CareNet is another pregnancy organization in the States. We're connected with them, and again, they provide resources, training, and support. You may have heard of Heartbeat International. They're all around the world. They also provide training and resources and a prayer support. They provide us also with an after-hours crisis line, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. So where are we located? You might not know where we are. We are currently at 337 Murray Street, right in Pembroke, and we're open right now Monday to Wednesday from 10 to 4. And of course, with our strategic plan, we are hoping to be open 5 days a week as funds allow. And we are actively looking for a building for a permanent home for First Step Options. We have no doubt outgrown where we are and wanting to find a permanent location. So please be praying that God would direct us to the right location and provide the funds to make that possible for continued growth. So, of course, we're dealing with all issues surrounding pregnancy, including the unintended pregnancy, the pregnancy itself, support after a pregnancy, support through a pregnancy loss, now whether that be with stillbirth, miscarriage, or abortion. So what are some of the services that we provide? All our services are client permission-based, so we always ask permission before giving them any information or any of our services. And one of our very popular services is providing free pregnancy tests. Now, you're not maybe one that's gone out and bought a pregnancy test recently, so you may not know. They can be fairly expensive, and perhaps if you're a teenager, that can be beyond what you could do. So a free pregnancy test is certainly a draw for people to come to the center. And just, I always like to give a shout out to Malva Hill Drug Mart because they provide all of our urine-based pregnancy tests to the center, and they have done that for years. So we're very, very grateful for them. So a woman would come in and she would perform her own test. We would do an intake form with her and we would be there as she viewed her results and help her process her next steps. We would discuss the type of supports that we would have to offer her moving forward. And currently, we're not a medical center. Now, some of the centers across Canada have become medical, and of course, that's in our dreams and goals for down the road. But currently, we're not, so we cannot diagnose pregnancy. So we always encourage the woman to go to a medical practitioner to confirm the pregnancy. So this leads into our options support. So when someone is facing an unintended pregnancy, they have 3 options: parenting, abortion, or adoption. So our focus is on supporting the woman, not influencing her decision. We provide a safe and confidential space to talk about her feelings, her situation, and her options moving forward. With her permission, we provide information on fetal development, all her options, including the short and long-term risks and possible side effects, to help her to make an informed decision. Whatever options she may choose, we make it clear that we are there for her post-decision to offer emotional and practical support. This is so important to tell these gals that no matter what their decision is, come back, talk to us, we're here for you. And even those that have chosen abortion, they have come back and talked to us and continue to receive support. Certainly since COVID, material supports has been, has doubled. What do I mean by material supports? Well, things like clothing, diapers, formula, baby equipment. The majority of what we give out is donated by the community, which is exciting. So it's moms helping moms, really. We have a clothing closet that includes maternity clothes, baby clothes up to about size 4, again, because of our limited space. And we also give out gently used baby equipment. So in 2021, we assign money values to these things to keep track. Again, I'm not a statistics person, but I understand the value of statistics. We attach money values to these things to keep track. And in 2021, we gave out almost $15,000 in material supports. So that's a significant support here in our community. Just on a side note, we had a mom that had a set of twins in the spring. And in formula alone, she was spending a little over $900 a month on formula. That's not diapers, that's not clothing, wipes, baby equipment. That's just in formula. So just to give you an idea how tough it is for moms, and she had other children as well. So to be able to help her in these areas is a huge support. So what are some of our programs? Bright Course program, we launched this exciting program the beginning of 2021, and it's really taken off. It's a video streaming platform designed to help women and men learn more life skills on topics such as prenatal care, parenting, relationships, and so much more. There are over 200 lessons available to choose from, and we offer them all free of charge. So how it works is the client watches, we can text to their mobile device, either their phone or their iPad, whatever they have, whatever they choose. We text the lesson to them, they watch the lesson, they answer some multiple choice questions at the end of it, and then they have a connection time with a support worker to talk about the lesson, review it, and ask any questions that they may have. The program is U.S.-based, so we may need to interject some Canadian content. Like, for example, if they're talking about car seat safety, we would interject, well, where would we go in Renfrew County to have your car seat inspected, those kinds of things. But connection time with a support worker, that is key, because that gives us opportunity to start to develop relationships with these women. And that's when we have opportunities then to go deeper with them and talk further with them. And there's a trust built. And of course, our heart and our hope is that spiritual conversations will happen out of those connections as well. As an incentive and further support, when they complete a lesson, so that would be considered a completed lesson when they do all of those things, if they do 5 lessons, 5 completed lessons, they receive a $25 gift card from Walmart. And I know you folks are supporting us that way today, and that's one way where that will go to. And so they have an option to use that for diapers or formula. I know with the rising cost of groceries, some of them are using them for groceries. However they choose to use them. We had one mom last year, because of circumstances in her home, she asked us to keep all of her earned Walmart cards that she earned through the year. We kept them, saved them for her at the center. And in December, she was able to go and buy Christmas gifts for her children. She said, if I would have taken that money home, my partner would have spent it other ways, and I would have had no money for my kids for Christmas. But she wisely had us keep them, and then she could go and buy Christmas gifts last year for her kids. Very wise mom. So we were excited to do that for her. Another service that we have is infant loss support. We offer emotional support on an ongoing basis for as long as needed, and we give out hope boxes that contain items that are helpful and comforting during the grief journey. Another program that is very near and dear to my heart, I know you're not supposed to have favorites, but it is my favorite, and it's called Living in Color. It's our post-abortion recovery and healing program for women experiencing post-abortion stress after terminating a pregnancy. This type of stress is very similar to PTSD, and this program is designed to help them work through the grief process, manage triggers, navigate negative emotions, and develop healthier coping strategies. It can be used as a facilitator-led group or on a one-on-one individual basis. And there's always opportunity in this program to share the gospel. And I think it's my favorite program because this is where I've seen God work some amazing miracles in women's lives and seeing healing in their lives. And we don't have time this morning, but I could tell you stories of how God has just shown up in amazing ways. I'll just tell you a quick one, okay? There is a chapter where we come to and we talk about, it's the forgiveness chapter, it's called Finding Wings, and there is opportunity to present the gospel. And this is one of my first clients, and I really felt that she was open and ready to hear it. We've had a few spiritual conversations, and so I felt led, I felt prompted to share the gospel with her, and not my strong suit. I was struggling with this, how to do this, and so I was working at it, how to present it. People were praying, and so I was, the morning that she was to come, I was preparing, you know, and go, okay, God, help me do this. She comes for her appointment, and we sit down in the support room, and she said, well, Donnelly, before we start, can I just share something with you? And I said, oh, okay. And she said, well, actually, I wrote it down. It's a prayer that I prayed this week. And I said, oh, okay. So she started to read this prayer. And I'm sure my mouth was open. And she read the most beautiful sinner's prayer that I had ever heard. Confessing her sin, giving her heart to the Lord, recognize him as her Savior, and purposing to serve him. And I was in tears by the end. And I just felt the Holy Spirit saying to me, Donnelly, I've got this. Sometimes you just need to get out of the way. You know? And it was a real lesson to me that it's the Holy Spirit, and that was talking about here today, the Holy Spirit that's at work all the time. And some beautiful things have come out of that program. Assessment referrals to community services. Again, through the intake form, we learn about what all clients are dealing with and when they come in, and how we can assist to refer them to services they could benefit from. So this could be a professional counselor. We are not professional counselors. So if we've identified issues that require more in-depth work and support, we can do a referral. Housing assistance, completing high school diplomas, parent and tot groups. I've referred girls to here, to your parent and tot groups. Food banks. I remember having a girl coming in on a Monday to get her diapers and formula, and she just happened to say in passing, yeah, I have no food till Thursday. I said, what was that? She said, yeah, like I have no food in my cupboard till Thursday. And you know, we would think, well, does she not know about the food bank? You know, we would think that, but she did not. So I was able to get her to go for a meal that day and to get food. So we have those opportunities to share what services are available. And we do live in a community where there is a lot of excellent resources out there. We have a 24-hour support option line, our website. So I mentioned earlier that we're affiliated with Heartbeat International. So they provide this service for us free of charge. So when we're not at the center, if someone's calling in, they can receive immediate assistance right away by calling or going onto the website. So we're thankful for that. So what has the impact been? Here we go with statistics again. I understand, they are important. So since our doors opened, we have had the privilege of serving over 850 clients, and we've sold over, it's over 200 babies being born now. Last year alone, we had 74 new client cases, along with carrying ones from other years. I've got a client that I've been walking with now for 13, 14 years. And it's not necessarily pregnancy, baby issues now. Now she just, we've built a relationship. She'll just come in and out. Sometimes it's once a year. Sometimes I don't see her for a couple years. But whenever she's struggling with something in her life, she'll come back in. Because we have a relationship, a trust, and she knows that I'm going to tell her straight. I love her, and I'm going to tell her straight. And that's whenever I say, you know I love you, and I want to love you well, she'll roll her eyes because she knows what's coming. I'm going to tell her what I think, but she wants to hear it. Now, whether she goes out the door and does what I am suggesting, who knows? But she wants to hear it, and she wants to be prayed with. So I think it's a privilege to be able to speak into people's lives like that and pray with them in that moment. So we have clients that we carry for many years. We had a total of 951 contacts by phone or email, and 28 of the Bright Course clients completed 250 of the Bright Course lessons last year alone. And of course, I mentioned our material supports as well. We just had a male client this week that had come in and was doing some of the fatherhood lessons on Bright Course, and he's like, man, I wish I had these sooner, and I've been telling all my buddies about them. So that was a really neat thing to hear, that the men can enjoy them as well. All right, so those are our services, but what is the heart behind everything we do? What I'm about to say might surprise you, and it might be new to some of you, but hang in there with me, and I'll explain. So people will ask, is first step options pro-life or pro-choice? All right, maybe some of you are thinking that here this morning. So are you guys pro-life or pro-choice? Here it is. We do not actually describe ourselves in pro-life or pro-choice language. Because, frankly, those terms are political and they're polarizing. And honestly, neither one of them adequately describe or reflect what we do. We've actually adopted a third option that we believe more fully reflects God's heart, and that is we are pro-grace. Now let me explain. There are two core beliefs at the heart of our grace approach. Our amazing creative God could have chosen to bring life into the world any way he wanted, but he designed pregnancy. There's nothing like it. The two lives of two people are intertwined in such a way that anything that you do to one impacts the other, right? Because of this, he has made it impossible for us to try to help one while ignoring the other. It just doesn't work. So our core belief number one is God loves and he values the woman and the child equally. Equally. And honestly, the more that I've sat in the support room, the more that I've had the privilege of hearing the stories of the women and their circumstances that they're facing, and then feeling God's heart for them in that moment, I know that he calls us to work for the dignity and the welfare of both of them. Of both of them. Our core belief number two is, and I love this, God's path for transformation is always grace. We sang, I appreciated Mary Lynn's choice of songs this morning. We sang a lot about grace. He gives to all of us his grace and new identity, which allows us to become more like him. giving us the ability to extend that grace to others. Amen? At First Step Options, we desire to see both the woman and the child thrive during and after pregnancy. And this grace-centered approach opens the doors for women and men to encounter grace, find acceptance, feel support, and be given hope in their circumstances. I learned about God's grace as a child. I was fortunate to grow up in the church. I've experienced God's grace in my life. I've seen God's grace in action. And honestly, I'm still on a journey to fully understand God's grace because it's truly mind-boggling to me. It is. Even though I feel I have a long way to go to fully grasp God's grace and the extent of it in my thoughts, in my words, in how I act, certainly my work at First Step Options over the years, it's brought me into a deeper understanding. In Romans 5:8, we read, "In God's mercy, he does not dispense the full consequence of what we deserve. And in his grace, he blesses us with many good gifts despite what we have done, giving us what we do not deserve. All of this reflects the fact that God demonstrates his own love for us, that while we were still sinners, when we were enemies, when we were strangers or ignorant of our sin, Christ died for us." So let's just take a brief look. I know I've talked a lot about the center. I'm not going to be long here, but I want to take a brief look at how Jesus' grace-filled response was in John. If you want to take your Bibles or your phones or you just want to follow along with me, we're going to go to John 8. And I'm going to read verses 2 to 11. I know it'll be familiar to you, but I want to read it. "At dawn, he appeared again in the temple courts where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and say to Jesus, 'Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commands us to stone such a woman. Now, what do you say?' They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, 'Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her.' Again, he stooped down and wrote in the sand. At this, those who began to go away one at a time, the older one first, until only Jesus was left with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, 'Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?' 'No, sir, no one,' she said. 'Then neither do I condemn you,' Jesus declared. 'Go now and leave your life of sin.'" Some would describe Jesus' response as unexpected or radical. It was certainly grace-filled, wasn't it? There's a lot we could look at here. I'm not Pastor Paul. I'm not a preacher. But I could just share what stood out to me here. And that is that not just Jesus' response, but the chronology or the order of how he responds. First of all, when you read through this passage, you see Jesus' way of humbleness. It's not only demonstrated in his words, but his actual physical posture. Think about the scene in front of him. I mean, how horrific for the woman, right? And where was the man? Just saying. It takes two. That's all I'm going to say about that. Jesus knew and understood his audience. He knew their agenda, but he didn't allow himself to be trapped or labeled by them. His focus was on the one in front of him. I love that. The religious leaders asked Jesus to address her sin, but we see he actually addresses their sin first, doesn't he? Verse 7, let any one of you without sin cast the first stone. So he diffuses the situation. They drop their weapons, and the whole atmosphere shifts. Tensions relieved. Jesus protects her and meets her immediate need for safety before even addressing her. I love that he understood her needs and met them above everything else. At First Step Options, you will often see in our advertising that we provide a safe and confidential space for men and women to discuss their circumstances and receive support. If this is how Jesus responded to this woman, this is how we should respond. And this is how he responds to you and me today. Incidentally, at First Step Options, I've seen a team member give a client money for milk for her children that day. It's grace. I've seen a team member braid a client's hair and make her feel pretty that day. That's grace. I've sat a number of hours in the hospital ER with a client experiencing domestic abuse. Loving on her. Pouring out grace. Do you need a safe place to talk about your circumstances, what you're facing? Do you need someone to listen and really understand? Jesus understands. He understands. When Jesus does talk to her, the first thing he extends is no condemnation. Verse 10. Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? No one, sir, she said. Then neither do I condemn you. Again, interesting, because this is the exact opposite of what she was experiencing from the religious crowd, wasn't it? God's grace, not judgment, was extended first. Then, once Jesus extended his radical grace, he talks about the transformed life, which she can only live because she has been protected and received his grace. Verse 11 says, Jesus declared, go now and leave your life of sin. The message of God's grace is so important because we want people to run to the church, don't we? Not run from it. When it comes to social issues, even like abortion. At Wesley Community Church, our pastor has been talking about revival and reaching outside our walls to our community and seeing people come to Christ. I mean, that's our hearts. But when we experience God's grace and share our stories of God's grace in our own lives with others, that is how revival happens, isn't it? When we share that. Incidentally, Jesus saw this woman for more than the woman caught in adultery. It's the same as when he looks at you and me, right? He doesn't see the addiction. He doesn't see the gossip or the pride or whatever sin you want to put in there. He sees you through the lens of his love and his grace. Jesus knew this woman's name. He knew her story, her whole story, right? We're just seeing a glimpse or a moment of her life. This one act, this one decision did not define her. I've often said that to women that have come in, you know, this one circumstance does not define you. To Jesus, she was more. This was not her entire identity. So here's the exciting thing that I don't want you to miss here, that same grace that this woman experienced from Jesus, he extends to us here today. He does. Romans 8:38 tells us that nothing can separate us from God's love. Nothing we say or think or do or was done to us. Nothing. Do you know that Jesus knows your name today? He knows your story. Every detail of it. Even the stuff you think you're hiding. He knows it. He knows your present circumstances. He knows more about you than you could imagine. And you are more to him. He's extending his love and his mercy and his grace to you today, inviting you to come and surrender to him all, allowing him to transform you as only he can. I know I've said this before, but when I get to heaven, I actually have a list of people that I want to have a conversation with. I really do. And this woman, she is definitely near the top. And the reason is I want to hear the rest of her story. Because I'm confident that her encounter with God's grace was life-changing. I'm sure it was, as it can be for you and me today. Grace is the only way that Jesus draws us to himself. It's not by shame, it's not through the law, it's by grace. I love this. The best description of the gospel I've read says this. I've said it to clients too. Religion says, I've done something wrong. My dad is gonna kill me. But the gospel says, I've messed up. I really need to talk to my dad. That's grace. That's grace. Will you accept his offer of grace for you today? Let him meet you wherever you're at, whatever you're facing, and allow him to pour his grace, his love, into your lives. My prayer is that you will. Lord, we are so grateful for your grace. We're so grateful that you were willing to go to the cross, God, for us. And not only did you take our sins on, but you took our shame as well, God. And Lord, we ask that you would meet with us each individually today. We are your audience of one. And as we come to you and open up to you, Father, that you would come in and transform us, renew us, fill us, meet our needs, whatever they are today, Father. It's not easy, God. Maybe it's feeling overwhelmed today in our circumstances. I can relate to that. I'm feeling overwhelmed about a circumstance in my life. Maybe it's fear today. Maybe you're fearful about something in the future. Maybe you've received a diagnosis that you're just not sure what's ahead. Maybe it's a relationship issue that you're struggling with. Maybe it's finances. Whatever it is, I pray that you give it to the Lord today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being here. Thank you for working in our hearts and our lives. In your precious name.